Martin, thank you so much for agreeing to share your story, with a particular focus on your relationship with physical activity and how it changed when you became a carer to your mum. I wonder if you could start by telling us about your relationship with physical activity before you became a carer.
Thank you, Nicola. You're more than welcome. My relationship with physical activity has always been a positive one, right from a very early age. When I participated in sport and exercise, and it was such a positive experience that I wanted and actually led this into being my main career, and went on to graduate in sports science and physical activity in public health. Competitively, I played football from an early age and ran to compete in 10K events, as well as going to the gym just for personal exercise and to keep fit for those competitions. And that was across a period of 20, 30 years. So as I say, it's been a long-standing part of my life and one that I never really envisaged being without physical activity.
And what was your sort of level of physical activity relationship immediately before you became a carer? What you know, you said about it being your career. Was that what you were doing?
Yes, I was teaching PE across two schools. And in my leisure time, should we say, because it was leisure rather than competitive sport, was cycling, walking, and going to the gym, weights and just resistance exercise. And that, as I say, would have been three, possibly four times a week.
So you really were extremely physically active, not only as part of your 9-to-5 job, so to speak, but also in your free time. So it's really clear that physical activity was a significant part of your life. So how did this relationship change when you became a carer to your mum?
It was quite instant, Nicola. The immediate effects of finding mum when she initially suffered the stroke, it was clear to see then that this was life-changing, both for mum and myself. And once I understood the medical issues and what lay ahead, really, then, as I say, my role with exercise was no longer, or my own personal health and well-being was no longer the priority. Everything was then gauged towards mum's health care, both on what I provided and sourcing and finding appropriate carers to do mum's personal care. Such was the effects of the stroke that mum needed care 24 hours a day. So there was very little time or respite. And I say my relationship immediately from mum having the stroke changed in the fact that it was no longer the important thing to me.
And so you stopped work, is that correct? And so you no longer had that sort of relationship through work, but also your leisure time activities also significantly reduced or were very limited.
Yeah, that's correct. I phoned both schools on the morning that mum was admitted to hospital, just explained that I wouldn't be in, and told them the severity of the stroke, and I didn't know when I would be back. And it actually ended up that I never returned to the schools, never went back at all. So professionally, yeah, that immediately stopped. And leisure time for my own health and well-being, likewise, that was curtailed immediately again. Whilst you could say, yes, whilst mum was in hospital receiving the treatment on the stroke unit, I could have found time to exercise, but I used to visit the hospital twice a day. I would be there 4 to 6 hours to actually feed mum, purely due to the pressure that the nursing staff was under.